I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. This week is the College Station Noon Lions Club's 59th annual I Love America 4th of July celebration. I spoke with Publicity Chair Leanne South to learn more about this year's event and volunteer information.
Next year's going to be year 60, so it'll be fun to see what we come up with.
Yeah.
But right now, we're looking at year 59, and this event, the Lions Club started it, and I think Diane will talk more about that on Monday, but it has been an event that has been a heartbeat of service, one of the things that the Lions Club is passionate about doing in order to give back to the community. And what better time of year to do it than the 4th of July?
And, you know, we talked about it this morning on the show, actually, and Scott mentioned to our guest we had from the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra that not a lot of communities get to have events like this for the 4th of July and get to have these huge fireworks display. So how important is it to celebrate this particular holiday here in the Brazos Valley?
Well, I think the fact that we've got one of 14 presidential libraries in our community adds a sense of patriotism and a sense of gravitas to it that makes it something, a real gathering point for this kind of event. And, you know, our community historically has a favoritism toward military service, toward the military. A lot of our former students who have backgrounds in the military come back to this. I think a lot of those are in our Lions Club, and they turn out are big supporters. They volunteer every year to help with this. So I think it's just a natural fit, a natural thing that is well supported in our community.
Well, Leanne, let's talk about the day in particular. What time are things going to start, and what will the whole day entail, especially leading up to the big fireworks show?
Yeah, it's really an all-day affair, 12 hours or more. And it starts with the Bush Library and with the College Station Noon Lions Club Kid Site Screen Process. The Lions Club, the Bush Library opens up at 9:30 that morning. They're going to be, both of those entities will be open from 9:30 to 8 p.m. And the great thing about the Bush Library is they open it up for free admission all day long. So folks have a chance to come in and just experience the life and the legacy of George H.W. Bush and Barbara and what they did for our country. And so it starts quiet like that. So folks want to come in and have a chance to look at the library and just take their time. It's a great opportunity for that. But things start to build during the day. And one of the big changes this year is that they ask for food trucks or for the food to be available longer. Folks come in, they go late to the library, they come out, they're hungry about noon. Well, they can walk over to one of our 8 food trucks that are going to be there and have some food, have a meal, and they're going to be open. They won't close till about 8 o'clock that night. I'll take that back, about 9 o'clock that night. It's going to be right before the fireworks and in the middle of the concert. But during the day, after the food trucks open, you'll start to see things start to happen at different paces. At 4 o'clock, two All-American fun trains that give train rides to the kids around the areas will open up. And starting after the opening ceremonies, which started at 6, at 6:15, the kids' zone will open. Parents can take their kiddos over to bounce houses, to different games. And then at the opening ceremonies, you'll start to see live music. The Great American Boxcar Chorus will be there. And then the two big events, the highlight events, that really get you into the mood for what the patriotism that you feel, the celebration of the 4th of July, happens starting at 8:30 with the Patriotic Concert by the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. And then after that, they time the tail end of their concert, their music, to go with the fireworks display that starts about 9:45. And that display runs for about 20 minutes. And it's just a great way to cap off just what could be a fun, full day for folks. And they can come out and just enjoy it. Just enjoy the day. They can bring their own picnic basket, bring their blanket, bring the lawn chairs. Just make a day of it.
Leanne, are y'all still in need of volunteers for the event?
Absolutely. I mean, all three entities, whether it's the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, Bush Library, or College Station Noon Lions, we can always use volunteers. And the Lions Club, Mary Walker, is in charge of that for College Station Noon Lions, and she can answer any kind of questions. She asked volunteers to come and work in 2-hour shifts. And she would ask that, that volunteers would email her. I think I gave you that email address as well, but it's Mary, M-A-R-Y, at Mary Walker, WALKER.com. She'll give you all the information. She'll tell you where to meet to pick up your free T-shirt, and they could just, they could be a great help to make this event run as smooth and make it as enjoyable for the folks that come as possible.
Leanne, is there anything else you'd like to add about the event before I let you go this morning?
Well, I just want to tell you this. If I were to tell you that I'm going to sit in my lawn chair and I'm going to look for the peonies, the chrysanthemums, the willows, the pearls, the palms, the dahlias, you would think that I was going to a nursery, right?
Right, a flower but show actually, of some sorts,
I
yeah.
I would be looking for some of the different kinds of fireworks that are going to go off during the fireworks display. Well, a lot of people don't know is that there are actual names for all these different fireworks we see out there. And so a fun thing folks might want to do is go look that up. Look up names of fireworks to see the different kind of fireworks, what the names are. And that might be a fun thing to do is to look and see what the different kinds of fireworks are. They can identify what they're called.
How fun would that be, you know, with the kids especially,
oh,
is, you know, watching the fireworks and then actually being able to name the different kinds of fireworks.
Oh, yeah. And they could all come up with their own favorites.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's an amazing event. As you mentioned, 59th year that this has been going on. And I'm sure that you guys are looking to make this one just as special as the former 58 events. So if there's anything that people need to find more information, what is a good website for them to go to?
Well, there's several. They can go to csnoonlions.org, bush41.org.
Perfect.
I can go to either one of those.
Thanks again to Leanne South from the College Station Noon Lions Club. For more information, you can go to their website, csnoonlions.org, or go online to bush41.org. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.